Next, we're going to talk about the dermis. And if you remember from the last section, the skin, or the cutaneous membrane that makes up our skin, is basically made of two layers. The epidermis, which is stratified squamous epithelial cells, the outermost layer. And then underneath that is another layer called the dermis. And the dermis is going to be made up primarily of connective tissue, although there may be also, you will also find some nervous tissue within the dermis because there are some nerve endings there, and so on. If we take a look at the dermis, which again is the layer right under that epidermis, it's got two layers that make it up. So it has two layers, the papillary layer and the reticular layer. The papillary layer is going to be the layer that is right underneath and connected to the epidermis. So the papillary layer is going to be the uppermost, or the most superficial layer of the dermis. And it is made primarily of areolar tissue, and it's going to contain some capillaries in it. It's called papillary. Papil refers to, that word refers to nipple, and the shape of the papillary layer is that it forms little nipple-like extensions that project upward, and the epidermis adheres to those. And so the stratum germinativum, for example, is going to be in the valleys of those nipples and covering the tips of them, and then the other layers of the epidermis will be above that. Okay, the reticular layer is going to be below.